Guys, what? Earl, I like that shirt.
Yeah, look,
brother.
Good. We got a live
looking
one tonight.
Sexy. Dude, you're guest hosting this week. This is Comedy Store Podcast. Sure.
Well,
it's not just that. Guest hosting with the great Earl Skakel, a.k.a. Tommy, a.k.a. Inappropriate Earl, a.k.a. Big Dick Earl. Is that real? Big Dick Earl?
Everybody.
Oh.
I can show you guys the picture.
Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Oh, I've already seen it. I can draw it from
memory. I don't want to see the picture, but everybody's told me you've been pushing it on them.
Guys, the great Cynthia Levin is on.
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not just for a split second
and
during the Mitzi one, which was great.
Yeah.
But And I appreciate you doing that.
We all sat around here in the dark.
We did. We sat in the dark.
We were in such darkness. It's like, oh my God.
Literally and figuratively. What are you doing? Reading.
Yeah. I have to call someone an Uber in 5 minutes. I just didn't want.
You have to call them an Uber?
Yeah, because I've got class.
That's so nice of
and
you.
They don't
What'd you
have...
do? Is that what you were doing in the
anyway.
Bathroom, just getting rid of her, and now you call her an Uber?
No. I know how to work. The women here.
Okay.
Here in L.A. or here at the Comedy Store?
Well, this is Cynthia's episode. This is what happened last time when I was guest hosting in Faverman, and then I was talking too much, so.
Why do you keep thinking that? Because when you have Faverman on, you should always talk over him.
As much as possible.
Well, I like his views on women.
Tommy, that's not true. He treats them like pigs. It's terrible.
I'm sorry I was late. I'm taking after the people I hate.
Oh, man,
oh,
Tommy.
I'm sorry.
A little too racist. I don't know if our disclaimer covers that.
What year is it? Because I feel like I'm fucking thrown back, and I don't know if I could take it anymore. I fucking lived in New York, Chicago, and London since I fucking heard that. You know what I mean?
Since Tommy.
Wow. So he pushed me into three different
What year did
cities.
You get here, though? He pushed you?
Yeah.
What year did you get here?
Originally, 89 I performed here. I got passed at 94, but I was doing Skippy's show.
Skippy Lowe.
You did Skippy Lowe's show?
You know Skippy?
Of course.
I'm legit obsessed with him because he had a talk show on Public Access.
I used to watch it. And his black turtleneck and with black background, all he was a floating yellow head. It was like ridiculous.
So gay.
Oh, you my know, God.
With the Betty Grable leg.
Yes. I was with Barbara Streisand in Fire Island. We met Liberace and
he was so funny.
Well, did you sleep with him?
No, I met him.
I'm kidding. I mean, Skippy. I thought you were going to stay in the Skippy character.
It seemed like a possibility the way he was going. No, well, actually, what happened? Okay, go ahead.
I met him at the gas station on Curson in Santa Monica, and I've never been so starstruck in my life.
Oh,
wow.
I'm sure he was like.
I'm like, oh my God, you're
hello,
that guy.
Mary.
And you showed him your penis?
No, that was before I took the picture.
Yeah, there you go.
That was before.
Now you just
showed
the
picture. He
probably
hit on you, though, huh?
No.
Well, that's interesting. So you used to show everybody the actual thing, and now you just show the photo. That's so much easier.
But can I tell you why?
Please.
And I know,
hard to
once
get
again,
your pants down.
This,
well, these are leather. Varvatos
Jesus
leather.
Mary.
Custom
oh, go
made.
Ahead. Drop Varvatos. Mike Costa, ladies and gentlemen.
The great Mike Costa.
Has done the podcast. Put your...
Comedy
Put that away, Mike Costa.
This is Jeff Ross presents oh, Mike God. Costa. Oh, sorry. I went there. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry,
you're
Comedy
fine.
Central.
You're fighting with Comedy Central again?
I went rogue, and, you know, it's all good. Love to all at Viacom. I'll see you on set.
It's amazing how you talk about this stuff in the evenings. For me, like, that's daytime nightmare. And then when you come out at night, it's like, but you're still obsessed with, I love it. I
mean, with the Viacom, you mean?
No, with all of everything. Career.
Oh.
It's like, to me, like, nighttime is like when you just forget it. Like, fuck it, you know?
Nighttime is when you really, really have to do the
Because you're around all
bullshit.
The successful comics.
Where you have to shake hands and kiss babies. Networking.
Sure, but I'm talking about, like, talk in your head, though, going in circles. Like, to me, like, that's what you do all day, and then you come out at night, and then you have to actually live and, you know, bounce off of other humans.
Oh, but I see what you mean. Yeah.
I agree, but here you got to, like, kiss the babies, you know. You got to try and get on Historical Roast season 7.
I guess I'm forgetting to do stuff like that.
Are they on season 7 already? I thought he just started taping yesterday.
They just taped season 1. But I'm already...
Earl, you sound really pissed off.
I'm not pissed off. Like, I can be honest, right?
Eleanor.
I'm just saying. He's like, season seven. I'm
well,
like,
maybe I'll beat out Lou Diamond Phillips for the role of,
that's
I don't
impossible.
Know.
Impossible. I think they're going to bring back Skippy Lowe to do season seven.
So I met him at the gas station.
Yes. And then I'm going to tell my Skippy Lowe story, which is very brief, but go ahead.
Mine's even briefer. I just said, Mr. Lowe, I used to watch you on Public Access. I'm a big fan. And he took my hand and said, thank you, my dear.
I love it. He's so
off.
Used to being hit on the streets.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mary.
I've seen your work.
Mm-hmm. But he was sick. I could tell he was like...
Oh, toward the end.
Yeah, and I was like... It's kind of like when I saw... The only time I've ever been in a room with Mitzi was when she was in her seat and she wasn't doing well. I was like, I don't want to meet her. Like
now. Oh, yeah, so, like that.
But I figure I'm never going to see Skippy Lowe again unless he becomes the booker. Mm-hmm. So...
Sorry, guys, we got to take a commercial break because, you know, our sponsors, Hims.com. Guys, how many times do I talk to you about this? How many times do I have to say it? Yes, women do everything. We have to, like, wax, prep our tits. I got to pluck hairs out of my nipples. All you got to do is take a minute when you get that creepy little yarmulke. You're not Jewish, and you have this little balding spot. You're receding. Your hairline's receding. What are you going to do? You're going to wear the fucking baseball cap? You're going to wear a fedora? Nobody's going to fuck you in a fedora. Do you understand me? Nobody wants to see you in your hoodie. You're going to get shot. Nobody likes that. Don't go do that. Don't cover it up. Do something about it. Women all day go to drugstores, go to every site you could think of. Why can't you guys do it? What's the big deal? We do everything for you. There's perfumes we got to spray inside us. There's all kinds of crazy shit we got to do. You can't go and nip this in the bud. I mean, it's so simple. It's a fact. Right now, baldness can be optional if you just fucking pay attention and actually do something about it. When you start seeing your hairline's receding, let's get that dirty baseball cap and put that on so that every girl dries up when I walk down the street. Nobody wants to see that shit, man. Really go, you can go to, these are, they have medicines that can help you. This is scientists. This is backed by science. There is no reason for you to be bitching about this or crying about this. Oh, I can't get a girl because my hair is falling out. Stop being a little pussy. Okay. I made my audience laugh, but you know what I'm saying. Stop being a little pussy. And seriously, guys, you can go there. They have great generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions. All you have to do is answer a couple questions. No big deal, right? You go to forhims.com, you answer a few questions, they'll deliver it right to your door. What else do you need? You don't have to be uncomfortable sitting in a doctor's office. Just go right online. Here's the thing. Right now, if you order right now, our listeners, Comedy Store Podcast listeners, get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. So why not just go to forhims.com/TCS? That is forhims.com/TCS. Say it with me. forhims.com/TCS. Those are my backup singers. forhims.com/TCS. That's all you got to do, guys. And then we'll get in your pants. The exciting thing about Cynthia, when you started, she was still like... When
fine.
You guys did the girls
she
of the comedy
store, she was healthy enough to
stuff.
Yell at us. Yeah.
Do La Jolla all the time. Like, yeah. She loved you guys.
Yeah.
Like, that was her baby when I got here. That
her
was like
baby.
Her baby.
The girls
yeah. of the comedy
yeah.
store.
No, she was great. I always say that. But
what happened with Skippy Lowe with you?
Well, no, that's just an imitation my friend Greg does because I did the show every single weekend for years.
What
and
was
so
it, Saturday or
it was
Friday?
Saturday nights. But okay. I actually ended up doing Friday and Saturday, I think.
Right.
So, but, and so I was here every show. Like, you know, we were obsessed. So seven nights a week, three shows a night. That was when, you know, I was unconscious. And so I was just doing shit.
That's where I'm
now
at.
Now I'm too conscious to fucking do anything. It's sickening. But Anyway, but yeah, every time he walks, you walk in the door, he goes, he like throws his scarf around his shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetie, $5. $5. It was just like a scarf throw. It's hard to do it on the radio, but anyway, yeah. Oh, fuck me.
That's
anyway.
It. Hit the mic.
$5. $5. Hello, sweetie, $5.
I can
welcome,
remember
$5. $5.
I can remember him outside being like, oh, hello, Mary. And like, he would just get distracted by what he was supposed to be doing, was selling tickets if he saw a cute young boy walk
hilarious.
By. Hello, Mary.
Because that's like prime West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. But I'm like, Skippy, are these people coming to your show? And he's like, I don't know. And like, he would get...
He was really
out of his mind. And just go right into whomever he was trying to screw over.
But when I first started
watching...
his
shows were packed.
Oh,
I
yeah.
liked it.
I didn't know he was gay when I first started watching
Shut
the show.
Is that right?
Fuck up, Earl. Is that right?
Well, yeah.
What else do you need? Like a cock in the ass or in the
mouth?
I
just thought he was like really a fan of like Greta Garbo and like Jane Mansfield. And then I think...
He's a thespian.
When he started talking about...
He had a billboard with him in a suit jacket.
Saying, I'm a queer.
And his legs on a desk. And it said, Skippy Lowe with the Betty Grable legs. I had to look up Betty Grable. I had no idea who that was.
But like... You know, back in the day, you know, I didn't know Paul Lynn was gay.
Anyway, so let's talk about something else.
That's
for
like
God's
my
sakes.
Mom's generation
absurd.
Not knowing Liberace was queer.
What about
that,
Jim?
Because we don't think about it.
Which one?
Jim J. Bullock, Comedy Store paid regular.
You just assume. I knew Jim was gay.
I mean, now I do. You look back.
Even
and,
on the show. Comfortable
too,
with that?
Too close for comfort.
Which one was he?
He was
the gay one. Flamboyantly gay.
I don't even remember the show.
A rainbow shirt.
I can't remember the show.
He was terrific.
Ted Knight, the blonde with
Ted
the big
Knight,
tits.
So
the
good.
Deborah, I know Ted Knight, yeah.
Deborah Van Valkenburg, who you kind of look like.
Is that right?
Ooh.
The girl from The Warriors.
Is she elderly?
No, she's hot. Big,
oh, thank
big.
You.
Cynthia, you're hot. Why do you keep...
I had a
crush
on
you. Because I have fucking jowls. You did? You do? When?
When we did the Downtown Comedy Club.
Wait, for a couple minutes?
And I'm
I remember it was
Kevin
10:45.
It was like, damn, she's got some nice hammers.
That's tits,
is that
right?
Mean boobs?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Boobs.
He likes his.
He likes
And
big...
again, totally unconscious about everything about me until literally recently. And then when you wake up, you think you're sickening your whole life, but you really weren't maybe. And then when you finally get conscious and you look at yourself and now you really are, and you go, oh, I fucking missed all of it. This is sickening. So this is what I'm going through right now.
Yeah, you're like a hot...
Really? Elderly woman? You're going to say that?
I'm with you. I'm a hot
You're
elderly
not.
Woman
you
myself.
Not. We're all of, the, you know, I'm a hot daddy.
That's hot Earl daddy.
I mean, I get the youngins coming after me.
Do you?
But I make sure they're of age. Some of my comedy comrades.
How do you,
wait a minute.
Well, no,
are you
I
giving yourself
know.
A disclaimer right now?
Well, yeah, you have to up here, especially on Tuesday nights,
wait,
but I won't go there.
I want to know why the youngins are going after you, but why is that
it's
happening?
Hot.
Yeah, but I mean, just like... Is it something you're putting out there? Like, I'm interested in young things?
No, not at all. I
He's
mean,
interested in big tits.
Earl
has a big tit.
Do you?
Okay.
Not really. I mean, I had a girl who...
Earl,
I would
you love big, giant tits.
But
when we see a fat-titted girl, we're like...
I know everyone gets...
Earl's going
to
get
The security
that.
Gets, Earl to the front, Earl to the front. But, like, I've dated girls with A-cups. You know, I'm a vibe guy.
Oh, wow.
One girl, and I feel like when you said A-cups, you looked at me, and that was...
No, it's not nice.
Just so you
I
know.
Would date you if I, you know, didn't know you and we were like at Flappers on the open
Don't
mic.
Say Flappers right now. Not
Nikki goes, I would date you if I didn't know you.
But I mean, like, we
Who said that?
Earl.
We,
just
hilarious.
I would date either one of you.
You would?
If you didn't,
if you didn't
know
us.
But we know each other, so it's like...
Wait, should we go back to the Downtown Comedy Club when you thought I had good knockers?
Oh, you
I
do.
Like
I mean,
bringing
I'll,
it back.
But anything else you liked about me?
Yeah, I mean,
what was
you're,
it?
Yeah. I don't have a type, but if I did, you're, you know, brunette, you know, like cunty, but in a cool way. Big jugs.
Oh, wow.
Great body.
I didn't know I looked like anything like that. Big jugs,
Why?
Great body, and cunty.
No,
am I cunty?
In a cool way.
Cunty's
like,
a
coolly
good
cunty.
Thing.
I know, it's fine. I just wasn't aware of it.
Cunty's like you don't take shit. You speak up. You're not like a meek, weak kind of girl. Mm-hmm. Like you.
I like that.
And you're thick skinned. You can fuck around with people. Like you don't get offended quickly.
Okay, cool.
Do you think that's real?
That's fine. Yeah, I think that's fine.
I feel like we're helping you, but not.
No, it's fine. I'm everything's grand. Anyway, how is everybody else? You guys doing good tonight?
Jesus
Christ.
Oh, yeah. I've got like 9 people I told I could get in. They can't.
Oh, why? Shit. Really?
It's packed. It's sold out. You know, my cousins.
I knew that was going to happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did you couldn't get Derek to sneak him in? I probably shouldn't say his name
said,
on the air, but
there's only one seat left and it's for someone's wife and I don't want problems with this one person.
Right.
Just you guys, you're gonna have to wait on the
patio. Hang out in the patio.
Here's Toby.
You know what, fun out there anyway.
So much fun.
It's
now.
So much fun.
And I think we have that up on other clubs because it's like the Improv has that cool outside bar, like that kind of vibe. It's not outdoors, but it's open.
Yeah.
It's open air.
Right.
You know, so you feel like you're kind of hanging out, but you're inside.
But it's still then, not fun. It's not free. You don't feel free. You don't feel like anything can happen.
Right.
You know nothing is going to happen.
Right.
Well, they're forcing it here.
They play music loud. Like you could be on in the OR and you're like, is that...
Oh,
hip hop, like, why is the bass bouncing? You know,
I always address it. Like, can they turn the music up in here? And maybe get the crowd noise piped in here.
Exactly.
I always say it's like underlining music. It goes with my beats.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just make sure they're not Dr. Dre's.
Wait a minute, Tommy.
I got cocoa butter in my ears.
You're supposed to be filling in for Rick.
Sorry. So hey, Earl Skakel here.
Do more Tommy, because people love when they want Earl and Rick to do dueling
Tommy
Tommies.
Off, yeah.
Just dueling Tommies,
yeah.
Where I just sit in the middle and I'm like, Tommy, that's inappropriate every 4 seconds.
Speaking of inappropriate, you can catch Inappropriate Earl on
Earl, ladies and gentlemen, which is a great podcast.
Well, there's controversy with that. But,
right now?
Yeah.
Didn't you get in trouble?
Someone reported me for a music violation, so they took me off the charts. Probably a roast battle loser. I'll find out who, and I'll get on it.
But what do you mean? What kind of a violation?
Well, you have to have rights to the music you play on your podcast, okay. And I have full rights to everything I've ever used, so it's just a pain.
That's nothing serious.
But it is, though, when, like, you know,
when you get taken
on
off.
Monday, you're number 8, and then Tuesday, you're gone. It looks like you were, like, cheating the system or something.
Oh, I see.
That is strange.
Yeah. I'll find out who you are, you roast battle losers.
Wait a minute, Earl. I mean, this sounds like just vindictive.
I'm not vindictive. I'm honest.
Not cool.
I'm a voice of the voiceless. I speak for the unspoken.
I feel like that.
Wrestler.
I don't know. I like it. I feel like I should just take my pants off. But I won't.
Is this audio and video?
Well, we could do video because maybe we get famous, Cynthia.
Yeah, let's put the video on.
You think
that'd be a good sex tape?
Would you do the video? You do the top. I'll do the bottom.
Where am I?
Not of Earl. Oh. I mean, you take off your top, show that.
Fuck
because
no.
Oh, but no. I'll show the bottom.
No,
I can't show the top.
I'm not showing any of it.
You have a great top. You always.
It's
I don't like
great.
It when you do that because it totally fits your body. Like, you would look ridiculous with her size boots.
I would never come out if I had those.
You know what? I even been pushing them down. They look fucking weird. It's like, God. I wear running bras at night just
C's.
Because I think.
Yes?
Huh?
Are they C-cups?
Yes.
You would look ridiculous with C-cups. You're.
But even I look ridiculous.
Not
like,
really.
I'd rather look
not
like a
really.
Little, like a tomboy.
Tommy.
You know what I mean?
Well,
I prefer that.
Tommy boy. Wow. What do you have, black tats?
Wait, okay, let's go to a real interview and stop talking about my little A cups.
Yeah, because we're going to all have to leave in 5 minutes. So
ABC
we'll
cups.
Hello.
No, not 5 minutes. All you're right. Fine. They'll come down all and get
you. Do you have a spot?
Yeah, I'm after
so
you.
So do you.
Oh, we got a lot of time.
Do we?
They run the light more than Rodney King up there.
Wait
we're
a
fine.
Rodney ran lights?
Well, that's why I had to take the freeway where there was no lights. If he would have stopped, he would have been fine.
I don't think so, Tom.
You know who the lead cop was in the Rodney King? Officer Stacy Coons.
Jesus, Earl.
I know. They did the disclaimer, guys. Relax. I can't
be
sued.
We do have a disclaimer, so anything you want to say here.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to your other podcast. I was listening to the one with Johnny
and
Sanchez
Bobby?
And Bobby Lee. Yeah.
Isn't that weird that we were talking about Skippy
thing.
Lowe?
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, let's move on because we're already fucking talking about it.
No,
no, it's fine.
Let's talk about Johnny Zapp.
No, but that was fun. I was like laughing my ass off.
Were you here when, I know because Bobby and I hate each other.
Yeah.
But we still try to pretend we're cool.
Yeah.
Really?
For years. It's a long story.
But like, I mean, I don't want to run the fucking podcast. I don't know the story.
Oh, it's
just listen to it.
Okay.
No, there's so many. Bobby did one. where it was me and him for the first time talking, and Rick had no idea that it was that bad between us.
Yeah, you used to be scathing about him, but I always thought it was because of the Freddie thing. So I didn't realize that it was all that stuff prior to that. I didn't know.
Yeah, we worked here together, and he kind of fucked everybody over. So, but I talked about it on our podcast, the Comedy Store podcast, and I did his, where we rehashed it. But we hadn't talked in 17 years, and Rick was just sitting here like a referee, like,
wow, you hadn't talked in 17 years at that point? Oh, wow, okay.
And then he brought up Freddie, and I got emotional because I do know the things that were going on between him and Freddie, but the things Bobby was making up in his mind about what I and Freddie and Corey were doing to him were all just that
distorted,
made up in his mind because we didn't give a shit. And I go, look, I'm sorry I'm this way, but I'm very Irish. If I don't like you, I just cut you off. You don't exist. So I don't, like, I can walk through you. I can talk around you. You're not there.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, but it's who I am. And so he was like, yeah, you would, he goes, we would be in a conversation. I'd be talking to somebody. You walk right over and look right through me.
Oof.
And I was like, yeah, Bobby, you're like a shot my dad missed a couple years ago.
It's really funny.
He gets mad when I say
that.
But, you know, whatever.
It's
cool. And we're cool, me and Bobby. It's fine, but
you're
Johnny,
cordial, but you're not cool.
Johnny was
no,
great.
We're cool, but Johnny, I love Johnny Sanchez. And you know, when I got here, you were the hot comic, Johnny Sanchez.
Right, so those were my guys during my days.
Yeah,
those
that's
guys.
Who you
so
came
that's
from.
Why. Yeah, so I was interested to hear what
who else was part of your group, guy, girl, whomever, like that you clicked with.
I don't know. I mean, Sean was here. Kelly Kirsten
Pulaski.
Was here. Yeah, Sean Pulaski, Kelly Kirsten, Vicky Barbala came a little bit later. I mean, actually, not really much later.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a little
like
later.
98?
Yeah, I met Vicky later. Yeah. Yeah.
Because she was in La Jolla.
Oh, and Marilyn Martinez, who was the best. You would have loved her, Earl. Oh,
did you ever meet her, Earl?
No, I didn't.
Oh my god! This is me. Everybody I know, we imitate her all the time. She used to do this. You know, she was a large Mexican,
old,
super large. Like and her height
she
was about
a house
her. She was 4'10", literally 4'10". And she would come up on stage and she would talk about still having food in her boobs, just like just a stupid shit. And she was doing phone sex calls, and so she would turn the guys on by doing chewing on food, right? Actually eating a like a burrito, And she goes, oh yeah, and they're like, I'm getting really hot, oh yeah.
It was like
She goes, oh yeah. I don't know, but we've been saying it for years. Now
do it.
Please.
No,
do
I just
it.
Did it. No, I just fucking no, I should go.
But I love
oh,
when
yeah.
she would go everything. She would go, oh my pussy's wet.
Oh my pussy's wet.
And then she goes,
so
but that
wet.
Means because I dropped my Diet Coke on my cat. We would die laughing.
She was just amazing.
She was
amazing.
So fucking funny.
Yeah, so that was that. Yeah, and Holtzman, Holtzman.
Ryan Holtzman.
I mean, those are the people I hung out with.
Like when he was younger. Like I'm getting this version of him. Was he wilder or was he still trying to make it?
He was using. So.
Like Coke? Or?
I don't know exactly, but he was partying, So it was a different vibe for him. And I mean, he's sober now, which is amazing. But it was when I first met him, it was so wild. It was like hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still hit or miss on stage because he's still honest.
Mm-hmm.
He's so honest that some people are afraid of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more miss, but in a fun way for us.
Well, I don't know.
Sucks.
I thought he was hilarious and literally the top of the top of the top of the heap. And I used to lady codependent and, I don't exist. I would because we used to date. I broke up with him 17 times. Literally 17 times. I had to count.
I wish they would have stayed together and had a kid.
But we're still, we're close. But obviously it couldn't possibly work out. He's insane. You know what I mean? He's like
which is amazing.
Yeah, he's insane, meaning, but he's also an incredible, also very sane. So at the same time. But anyway, but what the hell was I talking about now with the stupid...
Who you came up with.
Then I would have put him, I always wanted him to, he should be the star and I'll just sit in the back seat. And I was always worried about him, going to take care of him, make sure, I was so always constantly trying to figure out how to help him all the fucking time. I mean, all day and all night. I was, he was my drug. He was doing other drugs. I didn't even know about it.
But
that's how fucking dumb I was.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I wasn't aware of it. You know, I knew when he was drinking and when he wasn't drinking. Like
you could tell. Yeah.
No, totally. Because he was fine drunk, hungover. Seriously, I almost had my neck snapped several times. You know. And so, I mean,
and
it's dangerous.
She does have a little neck.
No, I'm kidding. Cynthia, yeah, I've got just a little.
It's easy to snap off.
Uh-huh.
And he's got
my earrings hit my shoulders. There's no spam.
Hey, with tits like that, who cares?
Right?
Oh, thanks. Hello.
Who even sees her head?
I didn't even know she had one.
Oh, God. Am I here?
Hello.
But yeah, you also went out with
Freddie Soto, yeah. Jeez. We were engaged. We exchanged 99-cent rings. We were going to get married.
Amazing.
Is this after Holtzman?
Yeah.
Before, I thought.
No. Brian and I started dating in 1990.
Shut your mouth.
No. Yeah, somewhere in there.
Why Brian, did I put you after?
No. Brian and I were dating. I saw him at this part of this guy. Fuck, I can't think of anything right now. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's Comics House.
Gary Mulder?
No. You know what it was? Let me tell you. Wait. Shush.
Rick always brings him up.
I don't even know who that is.
I just saw him.
All right. I'll just finish this dumb story and then I'll shut up.
No, it's your episode.
It doesn't matter. Listen, the point is that it was actually the day that it was Johnny Carson's last day. All right. We were going to go, me, Brian, and a bunch of other comics were going to go perform on the street for the audience waiting to go in to see Johnny Carson.
Hysterical.
Right? And so I didn't know Brian at the time. I knew everybody else, all the other comics. And I look in the kitchen. I see this fucking idiot with a giant head and sunglasses on. And I thought,
Earl.
It wasn't you,
not
though.
You,
strangely
Earl.
Enough, it wasn't you, Earl. It was this other fucker. And so I looked at him and I thought, I'm in love. And that was it.
Wow.
He hadn't said one word to me. I was just like, you know, like it was like, but we kind of have this like soulmate thing. We're
absolutely.
There's something like that goes beyond. But at the same time, it's like, you know, so it's my whole, ever since I've met him, we go back and forth. I'm like, well, maybe is he the one? Like in between, like I'll date 1,000 people. But then even if I was to introduce them, I was like, always felt like, oh God, I'm so ashamed of this guy. Brian, I'm so sorry. Let me, you know, let's get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, it was never, nobody could ever beat him in terms of the way I felt, you know, which is so wild. But that's been since 91 or 92, whenever, 91 or 92.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember, I started here in 93, but you and Freddie were dating. So when I met you,
yes.
You guys were dating, which I love them two together as well.
I think
well.
It was 94 Freddie and I started. I'm not sure. I think it was 94. And we got engaged again, 99-cent rings, you know. But we had a great relationship, Freddie and I.
Yeah, Freddie wanted to get married, kids early.
Yeah.
That was his thing.
What was it like having Freddie and Brian around each other?
Okay, well, that was really tough. So what ended up happening was
were they like alpha males?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. One day, decided because Freddie was like a dry drunk, right? Or you
yeah.
know, meaning, so he hadn't been using for 10 years or more, 10 mm-hmm. or 12 years, and he wasn't getting help either. So he only thing he ever did was go to a priest one day, and he felt like that priest had helped him, right?
He did just that by a few times, but yes.
But at that point,
favorite.
Though, he'd only done it once, I think. So at least that's what he told me. So anyway, So when we moved in together, just briefly, because of course we were fucking broke. We couldn't between the two of us couldn't afford $400 a rent or something.
That
yeah,
didn't go in
had
reverse.
The mail truck, and I sat on the floor of the mail truck. There was I think he had a beanbag on there, and I'd sat on the beanbag and slid around while he drove around with my little head, you know, just like barely coming out of the window, just like a really ugly dog.
He one time got in an accident, and they were like, "Back up!" And he's like, "I can't." Didn't go in reverse. We all had to come out and push it. It was awful.
But when we were living together, he got real quiet. You know how people get like, he got depressed.
Sure.
He went to silence. And of course, you're living in a fucking studio apartment with somebody who went silent on you.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like,
I know, I'm that person.
And me, lady codependent, what did I do? Talk to me, Howard. Talk to me. What is it? What have I done? Oh, it just doesn't matter. But do you know what I mean? Like, you think it's your fault. It's, you know, you're in a tiny house. You don't know fucking anything from anything, you know?
Right.
And so anyway, one day I was just like a mess and he was out of the house. And I was like, and I called up my friend Lydia and I was like, because I thought, you know what you think when you're younger.
Our Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia Nicole.
I love Lydia Nicole.
What you think is that you think whatever, if you've made a decision, right, to be with somebody, well, then that's it.
Yeah.
That is it. Deal with it, bitch. So I just thought, because we were engaged, 99 cent rings, but still engaged, I thought, well, that's it, right? I don't have, there's no way out. This is it. And then she's like, it's okay. You can go. And I was like, she was, you know, born again Christian, so she had a lot more answers than I ever had. And I was like, oh, right, I can go. And so I moved out in the middle of the day. And Freddie had just gone to the Comedy Store to get his job, be a bouncer at the door guy. A door guy. The same day, he came back with his T-shirt on, and I
all
left.
Excited,
yeah,
with life in his eyes.
Yeah,
welcome to Hollywood.
So yeah, so
and you moved out on him,
and I moved out, and anyway, and
is
so
there somebody there.
I
what
don't
do you
know.
Keep
I'm not looking at anything.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You're scaring me. Like somebody's coming in here.
No, just thinking.
No, don't think like that. No. Off in the distance,
yeah, you never know here.
We're both following your eyes, like who's coming in. We gotta.
No,
I
you're
maybe
just,
it was Holtzman.
Could be a Viacom exec with a gun.
But yeah, so But anyway, the rest of that story is to answer the question. Because of the two of them, like I was really kind of again, I was seriously unconscious. I wasn't present, so there was some shit between them, and they were not talking. But I didn't know about it. I was told. Separately, later, differently, whatever. But I didn't.
And what's
I didn't know.
Odd is, I remember Freddie saying to me, "You know, me and Holtzman have the same taste in women."
Freddie would say that.
I was like, "You do?" And then I realized,
"Oh
like,
yeah, Corey,
fucking whore,
whore."
I love Corey, but Corey would drink.
I love Corey too,
and get wild. And
she's still
not like that. No, she.
See,
don't
I didn't know
like
when
that.
She was eight.
But Corey. Had these big, giant, overflowing titties.
Really?
That she would just like strap into something.
Oh, I love
and
it.
I remember she would put duct tape on them just to hold them. And she had two breast reductions, so she didn't feel shit on these titties, right? And Freddie fell in love with her because there was always a nipple out. And she couldn't feel it. So I used to call her Peekaboo. And I'm like, you going to see Peekaboo out front? And he would be, you just see him leaning on the bar with his fist under his
That's
chin.
That's really
just
funny.
Like, oh, hey, Corey.
He never even asked to see
looking
mine.
Looking at her tits, right? You didn't wear a fucking ball gown with a nipple
no,
out.
No, I didn't.
Of the top.
I wasn't very. I'm
she
not...
had a tiara and a nipple out.
Yeah. No,
like,
I mean, she won. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
So then, two breast reductions?
Right?
Oh.
So Holtzman used to, because she would drink, party with her a little bit. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm a Vietnam vet. And she was like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I go,
okay,
Corey,
don't tell me any more stories.
Him?
Yeah.
That he was she goes, well, I dare say, sugar. He just seemed like he had all the right parts of a Vietnam vet.
I mean, he does look like
one. And I go, what, explosions? Like that he would flip out? And
but
I go,
don't tell me any of the sexual stuff. I can't hear
it. Oh, no, no. They didn't.
Know.
I don't even think they ever did because their thing was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So it was partying and it would be to the point where they pass out. But I think she liked him more than he liked her because his interest was not in another gender, really. His interest was to get high.
Yeah.
Well,
his interest was to drink at the time, what I mean.
Yeah.
But he reminds me of Rambo. At the end in the in the hardware store when he's talking to Richard Krenner going, nothing is over. In Vietnam, I was the killer. Baker team lost their mind. Barris lost his mind and Nam didn't even know it. Cancer ate him to the bone.
I think
that's Holtzman.
He got kicked out of the Air Force anyway.
Yeah, of course he did. But it wasn't during Vietnam. He's not old enough.
No, it's ridiculous.
That's my whole thing. I'm like, Corey, he missed it by like 20 years. The fuck are you paying attention to? Oh, I didn't know that, sugar.
Oh, like, man. I thought I was dumb.
Like,
I
you
love
think
it.
He was one of the babies they're yelling about? I don't know if that baby's against me or for me, you know? It's just, whatever. She was she was so out there.
Yeah.
Speaking of not being present.
Right.
She was completely not present
and
just in it to party
and,
like, feel like a princess, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
But, then... when her and Freddie got together, he thought he was going to have a problem with Holtzman.
Mm.
And then he found out they never really were
Okay, good.
Together. You know, there was no thing like that. Uh-huh. It was just a party.
Uh-huh.
But I went through that with someone here. Like, you know, she starts dating someone else, and then you got to interact with them.
It's uncomfortable.
I mean, well, with me, it was more than one dude. So it's just like, Jesus Christ. So,
yeah.
Jeez, what's rough. A revolving door or vagina walls?
Well, no, I was just like, I got to get out of here, man. It's, this guy's up there. This guy down there. This guy's judging. This guy's
in her. That's uncomfortable.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not really far off. And
I'm aware.
So that's why I was curious. Is the, you know, it's a small.
No, I know. They
circle.
I was able to go get away unscathed. I mean, not really.
Yeah, and Mitzi didn't pick on you as much. Like, maybe she didn't realize or know about your dating.
She knew about.
And Freddie, for sure.
But no, she knew about Brian and I. Are you kidding me? She put me up after him all the time.
Well, then she did fuck with you.
She totally did.
I didn't know that.
But it was like perfect at the time. I mean, because I guess I was fearless. I wish I can go back to those days.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Like, you're always fearless, but I'm thinking about Mitzi putting you guys like in
always.
My head.
It was like no problem.
If somebody broke
it was fun.
Up,
yeah.
That was her thing to make them follow each other.
I followed him all the time.
But with Freddie, I feel like she didn't do that as much. Mm-hmm. Meaning, Freddie, she always said Freddie had the heart of a woman.
Exactly. She was super sensitive about him.
Fuck
she never,
with Freddie.
She never messed with us. With never. Never.
Isn't that weird?
Mm. Adam's the same. Like, I don't see him fucking with people.
He gets sensitive. Like, he's like, all right, I'll separate them. Like,
but I mean, like, I don't see him putting someone after Holtzman to sandbag them. Because he is hard to follow in the OR.
That's not why she would do it. Mitzi would do it if they broke up. Because she didn't want the comics all dating each other. Like, I remember,
smart decision.
Kelly Kirsten was dating this comic, and fighting.
Wasn't
Larry.
Oh, yeah, Larry
Vazios.
Yeah.
One of the funniest jokes.
He's
the all-cheese diet. I'm lactose intolerant. I've had gas for 3 days.
Wait, somebody's mic just went out.
You know what it is? It's the stupid thing keeps going in and out. So
I only noticed it just now.
What I'm saying is, every room upstairs is packed right now, and there's not enough money to make these fucking speakers work.
Incredible.
Headphones.
Really?
The other night with Bobby and Johnny,
yeah.
We had to wait like 25 minutes to get another mic to work.
Oh, well, wow.
They finally did get rid of the 7,000 podcasts here.
Thank God. Is he still on then? Because
hello?
I can barely hear him.
He is. You can take him off. Take him off if you can't hear. I got one ear out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
I'd rather do that, actually. It makes me feel like I'm underwater.
Yeah.
And I already am underwater emotionally.
Why do you keep saying that?
I don't know. I'm in a funky place. And now I have to go perform. I need to be slapped across the motherfucking face.
So you should feel good about that.
It's an easy
you'll
follow,
be doing great.
Earl. So.
I really am. Oh, man. I'm low energy. I'm
You've been killing it, Earl. I've been watching you.
Really?
You've been,
I'm kidding.
I know. Did you see me going, I know. I can't believe it either. No, but no, it's been great. You've been doing great.
Because I really, when we go on late. And
We all go on late.
But
well,
I mean,
I go on the latest.
My goal is up there. To make sure there's people there.
What?
My goal is to make sure there's people there.
So you're a good person.
Exactly. You know,
that's really good.
To follow. I mean, you always kill.
I love you. Thank you.
But
I appreciate
you do,
that. Not always, but I thank you. I'll take the Eleanor, take the compliment.
You elevate the room.
But my goal is to keep them too, because I remember comics used to say, like, fuck that. I don't care about if they stay or not.
Really?
Like,
who would say that?
I can't say
weirdos.
Go rogue.
There was a few of them.
Pretend
really?
You're in Viacom's
and
building.
It used to be a lot more competitive, don't you think, here?
Absolutely.
So it was wicked.
Which is weird.
It is, but
not
you don't
like
even
it
know.
It used to be. Because
it was full on hatred. I mean, hate. I mean,
even
seriously.
Even the friends would fucking hate one another. It was weird, like... Even Bobby and Johnny on the Bobby Lee and Johnny Sanchez on the podcast, the way they were talking about it was like, you know, I used to hate that you did this. And like, we were talking about it after.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, that's so funny because they would get mad at me and they were friends.
Oh my God. The rudest of intros. I mean, everybody, I mean, just like if there was any, if they had an issue with you, you know, anybody, the intros used to be so horrible. Wicked.
Oh,
whereas today, everybody's like, tries to keep everybody in the room and is much more respectful and just at least, you know, has a brain, you know.
If it was a newbie too, and they had, like, let's just say somebody wasn't here and Dom Irera had to bring you up, right? And you went on, you were an unknown, and Dom brought you up. Who is it? Who
yeah.
is it?
Oh,
then
yeah.
Make
oh.
up the worst
yep.
intro.
Yep.
And then, like, you would have no choice but to go up and be like, okay. And some yep. people took it and ran with it mm-hmm. and, you know, yep. realized it was just a goof.
Yeah.
But most people got like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. And they, all those people,
but he wasn't even
out.
The worst
we
of them, but
them
they
out.
Were terrible. There were so many.
Oh, Danish and O'Neill.
Oh, well, yeah.
Little,
that
oh, that's my shit right there.
But like hosting potluck, I started coming up. Yeah, this next guy, he takes it in the ass. Or James Painter was the...
Oh, Painter, yes.
He brought up Andrew Solomson one night. It was a heavy set comic.
I know Andrew, yeah.
I don't.
I can't do it.
Oh, wait.
He's,
I
lost,
know Andrew.
He's the one that lost like 200 pounds
and
or something.
Show you the fluid on his kneecap.
I haven't seen
really
that.
Lucky.
He's from Philadelphia.
I've not been that lucky.
Yeah,
he's
smart.
A nice guy,
and
yes.
Painter was like, if you like comics who are really boring and read their jokes off their palm pilot,
oh.
I love this.
Palm pilot. That's right. He had a, you remember it well, because
pilot.
He did have a palm pilot. He actually got me, you know, when I was living in New York, and it was like 2000, right before 9/11, actually. And
Andrew or Painter?
Andrew.
Okay.
He was, I guess he was visiting New York at the time.
Okay.
And he came over and he went, took me shopping for a laptop, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or no, not even a laptop, because it was a computer, because I couldn't afford a laptop, but it was like a computer, a big ass computer. So he went to the, because
like
he knew.
With the tower.
But the tower, because he's a genius, you know, he's a computer genius.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
So he knows everything. And so he was kind enough to do that, take me shopping, you know, I mean, that wasn't. You know, we used to do open mics together, but you know, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't like buddies, but it was really kind of him. So, but that's my little Andrew Solomson story.
His father or grandfather, somebody was like a professor at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia.
Yeah, very smart.
And dude. He was like, oh, they have a big plaque of my grandfather, uncle. I don't remember what it was, and. Yeah. I was walking home randomly from Center City to my mom's house in South Philly, and I was like, let me stop in here and see if I see it. And I had just met Andrew. I did not know him prior to that. And we were he was at Roast Battle or something.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry to bring up the sore
there
spot. Trigger
great,
words. Trigger
show.
Words.
You're,
anyway.
I'm going to have to cut Jeff Ross
down.
A check for this next 5 minutes.
You're so crazy.
So I went in. And it's not just like a little plaque. It's like a giant tribute to this guy. Like a wing.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. I was taking pictures and I sent them to Andrew. I'm like, whoa, this guy's legit.
Worst cock blocker I've ever encountered in comedy. I'll be talking some
big
man.
Tits. Oh, yeah, he likes it too.
Big tits. That's why he wants in.
Earl, you're so funny. And Andrew will come up. Hey, you know, the new Palm Pilot's got two more bits. I'm like,
two more bits.
Bastard.
Do you want to see how I write it? Well, you can actually write
Earl.
On here you can write down here with absolutely anything at all. Do you have anything? Here, give me your bobby pin. Let me show you something.
Hey, Earl, the Palm Pilot has more bits than you do.
Hello.
Hey, megabits. You want to talk?
How about rat? I mean, are they out of control or rat?
Rat. Rat comes up in every single one of your sets.
Earl, yeah, it's the only thing that gets him hard.
I want to be different.
If you ever see another comic doing a rat bit, you know
it's stolen.
Ripped.
You're like, why would you steal that bit?
Right.
There's so many others. But so when you started working here, those guys were here. You showcased for Mitzi.
I didn't showcase. So I was doing a belly room show, and John Mulrooney, who I had a mad crush on, we just talked about. I was like, I actually did acting class with him for a little while, but at Joanne Barron, and I would do privates with him because he couldn't study. He was always traveling. He was always traveling, so he couldn't do, you know, actual classes. So I was his partner.
Yeah.
And so I'd be alone with him. And I was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was obsessed. I mean, I was obsessed with him.
He's
like,
good-looking
another
guy.
He was another one, mad crush on him.
But you love Irish, too.
Yes, massively. So I was up doing the belly room, and he went down and got Mitzi and brought her up to watch me without telling me.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I was having a good set, as I used to do back in the day.
Yeah, you still have good
you
sets.
Could somebody
do.
Take this microphone and shove it up my fucking snatch right
oh,
now?
I'd love
I
to.
Want to. I'm going to film that.
Can see. I use that mic after?
But anyway, so I'm just my guide told me that I was having. Yeah, of course you can. My guide told me
you
I was going
just,
through
like, confusion. Salvaged it.
You guys are both hot. It's very rare.
I appreciate it. I'm hiding my jowls behind this massive microphone.
It's very rare at the Comedy Store.
I don't know why Cynthia's microphone is bigger. It's like almost like
I did it on purpose. I bring in my extra foam just to cover my jowls.
It looks like Kay West uterus. Hello!
You know Kay West too. You know everybody I know.
You remember Kay West with the little car? What did you say?
The huge jugs.
She pulled up in this tiny, it was smaller than a golf cart. Like, yeah. Remember? And she got out.
Her car, yeah,
so cute.
She had a Mercedes, I thought. She had a Mercedes, she had a really fancy car.
No, she it must have been taken away from her because she was taken away.
She farted while boning Dean in the office.
Oh, wait, is this a true story? Is that a true story?
Why did you bring that up?
He's out of control when he comes up.
Wait, is that a true story?
Probably,
really. I didn't know she was doing stuff like that.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. Listen, you guys did the waiver thing.
There was, we have this disclaimer, don't worry about it. You look at Josh. Yes, the disclaimer is on. That's a perfect picture.
Sued by Kay West.
You're going to be fine. I don't think she listens. One, two, even if she did, she wouldn't give a shit.
Until she steals one of those ham radios.
What the fuck?
Tommy, what year is it for you?
What's 1982 when I met David Lee Roth at the Starwood with Eddie Nash, and we did coke, and they bought my shitty music.
Oh, were you listening on a ham radio?
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, what do you think of Jewish women?
I love them.
You
unless
do?
They sleep with a collared
say. Wait a minute. Mitzi's Jewish, Tommy.
Wow.
Mitzi.
What do you do with Jews, Tommy?
Well, I put them in the oven I realized they get black. I said, what the hell's going on?
That's right.
Oh, my God, Earl.
With the Holocaust.
And what do you do with the elderly, Tommy?
Well,
one of my favorite Mulrooney.
I make sure they own a comedy club so they can make money.
Oh, my God.
Tommy, why are you screaming right here? Like, take it down a notch, bro.
Because they're attacking.
Who's there?
I saw Don Richardson upstairs.
No, you didn't.
Him and Yorsey are planning a takeover with Thomas Ward. Everywhere I look, all the soundproofing is black.
Wait. All right. That's a lot, Tommy. I'm surprised you didn't drop a Schwartzy in there.
Well, Sammy Davis is one of them, too.
Schwartzy.
My favorite was Mulrooney bit. Mm-hmm. I know this is going to sound awful. You brought up Jewish women or Jews, period. Uh-huh. And Mulrooney used to do this stupid bit about being a Nazi and be like, quick, it's cold in here. Put another Jew on the fire. John.
See, I'm thinking of John. Wait.
It was my absolute favorite bit. And I was like, oh my God. I remember like serving drinks, like, can he get away with that? And it was just amazing.
Different era. You couldn't do that now.
Totally. Oh totally. Early 90s, mid 90s.
Oh, yeah. Oh this God. Place was kind of dark.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's so God. Stupid. Oh did you remember God. The bit?
No, I don't. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
I literally
freaking hilarious.
Do all his. There were some comics that, because I was working every fucking night.
Yes, of
night,
course, yeah.
And sometimes it was busy. Most times it wasn't.
Yeah.
So you had to work like every night. Capanera, there's jokes in there.
Sure.
Me and Lauren Gold, remember the old piano player, good looking, long hair?
No.
He married one
the
of
guy.
Our managers, Lauren. Yeah,
wait.
It's a man.
Before Jeff Scott.
But he's on the road. He plays with The Who. He's
okay,
fucking
then no,
awesome.
I don't remember him. Don't
he
remember
was
him.
Awesome. He would play piano in the OR or the main room when we had
I wish we
piano
had
the main
still. I loved that.
No, remember Mike Becker, Lauren
Yeah,
Gold?
I thought
they
Jeff Scott
that.
Used to play in there too, didn't he? In
Jeff
the main?
May have.
Yeah, he did.
He came here in 90.
I know he did.
It was right before Scatman Crothers.
Jeff Scott, he's been here longer
That's
than us.
Well, Jeff
no, Scott
a good
came
guy.
After me.
Did he really?
Yeah, but I know it's up there. Steve Moore trained him, but Mitzi
got
rid of
Oh, Steve Moore. And Steve Moore.
Yeah,
yeah Steve Moore,
Moore
was here. Yeah.
Was here.
Sorry. Yeah.
Stevie Ray Moore, what color was he?
No, Steve Moore, one of my absolute favorites, sweetest guy in the world, contracted the HIV virus.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's too lazy to get AIDS.
Well, he had AIDS, full blown. And he got it. They gave him an HBO special. And his opening line when I took Mitzi to the HBO special. Actually, Patty Ross took Mitzi to the HBO special. I just saw her there because Steve invited us.
Right.
It was all Comedy Store people.
Sure.
It's all he worked with. So I was sitting with Mitzi and talking to her, and Steve comes out to, and he was rehearsing at the Richard Pryor Theater, yep. her theater.
Yep.
And his opening line was, "It only took me 20 years and a deadly virus to get an HBO special."
Ooh,
I was like, yes.
Incredible.
He's like, "I'll open up a vein and take out the whole first row."
Oh. Wow. Like, brilliant.
He was the best.
He was brilliant.
But there's so many sick jokes in my head because of these idiots.
Yeah.
Mulroney was brilliant. His crowd work was impeccable.
I was just talking to Brian about him yesterday or 2 days ago because Brian's been talking to him because, you know, now he says
he's Mulroney's, in Long Island.
Well, now he's just doing, but he's doing just
radio.
No,
what?
No, he's just doing fucking cruises right now.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
I know.
This guy
he's choosing to do that.
Hey, if he's making a living, fuck it.
Because he doesn't want to do the clubs for some reason. That's what Brian said. So he just wants to do.
It's difficult. You can't sell tickets. You don't do clubs. That's how it works.
Yeah, you got to be a name. Or
it's a name.
TV show.
You got to have
Mulroney.
A TV show.
Come on.
I'm with you, Cynthia. I'm with you.
He's
I'm
one of the funniest
fans.
On
that
the planet.
Funny,
on the fucking planet.
Funny is about 6% of what you need to work in comedy.
Screech sells
out. Sorry,
out.
I'm not. Is it? It's a decision.
Screech sells out. He's
well,
literally
whatever.
Got.
If
well,
you can sell tickets.
I know,
tickets,
I hear you. I understand. The point is that it's a decision that the person makes. It's like.
No.
What do you. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go on the road then.
No. I'm saying John Mulroney, who's as good as it gets.
I agree.
If he made the decision that this is what he wanted to do that, he stopped doing it on purpose. He chose
because
to do
it was
that.
Hard. He couldn't get
is
the
that
followers.
What he said?
No, I know how it works.
Well, I just don't think that was why.
Maybe he should hire
I don't think
Dante
that's why.
From
I think
Golden
he got tired
Artists
of it.
Entertainment.
Got tired of the bullshit. You take they're giving,
I know you,
they're cutting your pay. Caponera's doing the same thing. He's on the cruise ships because they cut your pay
right.
all the way down.
Yeah.
You don't sell tickets.
Yeah.
They don't bring you back.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, they're like, club owners are calling these comics that they love and they're like, dude, you're my favorite. You know, you're the funniest person on the planet. I can't afford to bring you in and not have anybody in this audience.
Anyway.
It sucks.
They
it
want
sucks.
You to be on Big Brother or Survivor.
Some shit. I'm serious. It's awful. I just now got in with a club that I've been pushing for 3 years to get in.
And Vinny's?
No, but I love Vinny. He's good to me because
Randy
Uncle Vinny's, which I'll be there December.
Did you say Randy Lucas?
Yeah.
December 15th.
Lubis or is it Lucas?
Randy Lubis, the Applebee's off
who's
of
he's over
in Valencia.
Santa Barbara. Or no.
Well, he used to have that.
He used to have the Ventura.
He's got
comic
the Ventura comedy, yeah. But he had that Applebee's. It was actually
I didn't know about
no,
Applebee's.
It was a Marie Callender's.
Applebee's is a restaurant. Oh, you mean doing
in Valencia?
A restaurant.
No, he turned.
In my head,
but
like,
I saw Campanera there. I'm like,
Applebee's is a restaurant.
I remember it was Phil Perrier opening up for Campanera, and I was
Phil Perrier.
5 minutes.
Who's that?
I don't remember that name.
He was a brilliant writer. Got in
See,
a horrible
that's a
surf
thing.
Accident.
Oh my Ooh. God!
And Arsenio, he was writing on Arsenio, and Arsenio gave him his first TV spot.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
That was like.
For me, most of the funniest comics are unknown.
Oh, yeah. I tell people Jason Gallern.
Okay. Jason Gallern. Like, Rick Ingram.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Nobody mm-hmm. knows. They don't know who this person. I mean, they know him because he does the podcast. He's so funny. Whatever. He has his content. But it's not. He's not famous. Gallern, not famous. Crazy to me. Because he's the funniest fucking guy for years. Cynthia Levin. Earl Skakel. Well, people know Earl,
but
not
I mean,
funny. You
up,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Up until recently, I couldn't get clubs to book me until, oh, you're the guy from Roast Battle, and then a little bit, and then, oh, you're the guy from I'm Dying Up Here, even though I was a very small part in the cartoon. Like, I'm no
Tiny
less
little
funnier
thing.
Than I was 3 years ago.
Right.
But maybe I am. But
so do you do road gigs?
Not a lot, to be honest with you, because I just don't, I'm not going to, I don't want to be like some B-room leathernecker.
Okay, that hurt me, but yeah. I will be at Uncle Vinny's December 12th, 13th, 14th,
and 15th. Like, you know,
oh, it's a great club in Point Pleasant.
I did headline
Jersey,
Pocos.
Where I'll be headlining.
I did headline Pocos in Doylestown, but like.
What's Pocos?
Pocos Comedy Cabaret.
Oh, Doylestown, yeah. Pennsylvania.
There's like six of them. That's where Gail was from.
That's hysterical. I've never been there.
It's like a gay bar in the bottom, but the top is the.
The bottoms go on the bottom and the tops go
Hello!
On the tops.
Hello! Mama. I think you can see Bruce Baum as Baby Man there next week.
We have the great Bruce Baum on this podcast.
Oh, he's great.
Very funny, man.
I saw, though, I went to a St. Jude's cancer benefit 2 weeks ago at the Malibu where that giraffe is.
Benefit dropper.
Mm-hmm. No, no. And Gary Mule, it was, I felt so bad. It was
Gary
like,
Mule Deer twice on the podcast.
No idea who that is.
You know, he's going to come in. It's like fucking Beetlejuice.
He killed exactly. Robbie Krieger from
hysterical.
The Doors.
Is he?
Arranged this concert, so it's like the guy from Rush did three songs, the guy from the Cars did three songs, and they were having technical difficulties. So Gary Mulder comes out with his guitar. I wanted the typewriter. Breaking news. And he killed for 15 minutes.
I know how to do a typewriter professionally.
For 15 minutes.
But I mean, you'd like, this guy's got a bomb. It's everyone's used to.
Right.
Just saw the guy from Rush.
Right, right, right.
Doors.
It's incredible. No, I'm with you.
But he's a pro. He's a pro's pro.
Yeah.
Killed like on a Holtzman.
Amazing.
When Holtzman's killing, Mule Deer was killing like that in front of these rich,
incredible,
just you know.
But that's why they always brought him up in I'm Dying Up Here.
Yeah,
like they would, well, Mule Deer will do it, you know. It was great because he would and he would deliver.
Mm.
And it sucks because, like, even Tim Thomerson, those guys from back in that day, they were fucking annihilators, they just didn't know the ins and outs of the business,
yeah.
Well, I think Thomerson's problem was he started getting decent acting work. So I think I don't know him, but like, because he was in like that Gene Hackman war movie. And he got some nice gigs. So I think he probably was like, wow, what do I want to do comedy for? I want to be an actor. And then that's a whole nother fucking.
Well, think of Marilyn. No one knew Marilyn, technically. I mean, she wasn't big, huge.
I think there's a million comics, and most of them are not famous.
Isn't that crazy?
No, because it's hard. Because if you're famous, it's a matter of, like, you know, having your own show or being on television, right? Having your own talk show or being on TV or being in the movies. Otherwise, how is the whole world going to see you? You're a comic. Do you know what I mean? A lot of people are getting Netflix specials and stuff like that.
So
it's getting more and more, you know.
My
what's
janitor
that?
Just
my janitor
got. Yeah, just got one. I mean, it's so easy.
BT's coming in the mouth like cotton candy.
I was hanging out with my old roommate today. And his mom's in town, and we lived together for 12 years. I don't know if you ever met my old roommate, Chris.
Who?
Chris.
I don't know.
We for 12 years we lived together.
Yeah, I remember him. He was
the greatest guy. Yeah,
yeah.
And
I remember I came over to, and you gave me shit when you were moving. You were moving with Andrew.
Yes, unfortunately,
it was hilarious.
I make a lot of bad.
She gave me her. You gave me your
bedding.
Bedding.
And,
you gave me bedding, and
I probably had semen on it, and I apologize for that. Anyway,
I'm going to help people move in or move out, and then I take whatever they don't want. That's pretty much my life. I've always had a pickup truck, so that was my other
thing.
Yes,
that's right.
So
you always have a
that's
great.
That's always helpful. But I have a convertible now, which is similar. You know,
we just put the top
take
down
the top
and
down
shit
and throw
in
shit
there.
In the back.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
but
I always want to be helpful.
We were talking about, I forgot.
Tim Thomerson.
Everything.
Tim Thomerson. Something else. Shit.
How, you know, there's a million comics we all just named Galern.
Oh,
Holtzman,
Chris, right. He was saying
TV
to
credits.
Me.
We're talking about the misery of not being famous. Is that what you guys wanted to talk
about?
No, but
getting a Netflix special, like he said, my janitor was getting one.
Yeah.
Like Chris, we were sitting today. He goes, I don't know if anybody's told you this, but maybe you should get like a Showtime or an HBO
I love that.
Special.
That's like a parent, something
totally
a parent would
it.
Say.
No, but he was totally
I think it would
funny.
Be wonder- always been
and
funny.
Like,
got it. Yes, okay.
Because he goes, I'm sure nobody's told you.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's so sarcastic because he's.
But when people
too.
Say that to me, I'm like, I know you're right. I really should because I take it like you know what I mean. Because
no,
I don't think I don't think about it. I mean, I do and I don't. I don't think about it hard enough to fucking take action on it. You know what I mean? I think about it. I got to do it.
I mean, yeah, we all.
No, I mean,
still
no,
want
pushing,
one.
I'm meaning, trying. I'm sleeping with everybody. I have HBO. I'm sleeping with. I'm sleeping with Netflix. Nobody.
Well, Al, you've got all sorts of energy, don't you?
Don't I?
Jesus.
It's nobody's business. I take a little vitamin D and I get on with it.
Whatever. I mean, whatever it takes to get it on the air.
Have you ever taken vitamin D?
No, I take a Rhino 69 and I'm good.
Rhino 69.
Is it time for you guys to go do your sets?
No, I want you to stop talking like that and tell me about your showcase and what Mitzi said to you.
Oh, right. So
I am on in 10 minutes,
aren't
allegedly.
You,
no,
well,
no.
Allegedly.
Like,
so how do we... Are they gonna
okay, okay.
When it's just in time, then? I don't know if I can swing that, but
right,
Earl's ahead of me, so
that's
fine.
That's not going to happen. Just calm down.
Listen, I need to be slapped across the face 4 times, so I'm not... I need to have time to do that.
Okay.
Hello.
We will get
but anyway.
You slapped across the face before you get
all right,
upstairs.
Good. So what happened was, I was doing the Belly Room show. John Mulroney went down and grabbed Mitzi and brought her upstairs.
Oh, grabbed Mitzi.
Her upstairs. And Mitzi watched my set, and I happened to kill. And Mitzi came up, and I was walking, you know, as you do, just like leaving the stage and going towards the back. And Mitzi goes, hi, you know who I am? And I go, yes. And I just start laughing. And then she goes, I'm Mitzi Shore. And I go, I know. And she goes, you're very funny. She goes, congratulations, you're a paid regular. And I said, oh, wow. She goes, you know what that is? And I said, yeah.
Sometimes she would talk to me like that. Fly.
It was
like,
funny, though. She was so cute because I was an idiot and she knew it. And I go, yeah. And she goes, okay, call, Scott Day. She goes, call Scott Day on Monday. Oh, congratulations. No. And that was it. And I was just like, wow. You know, because I was saying before, like, if it was left up to me, you know, I would not have fucking I would never have showcased. I mean, maybe I would have. I mean, I was here seven. I mean,
Brian was nice enough to get you in.
Brian who?
Holtzman.
No, it was Mulrooney.
I mean, I'm sorry, Mulrooney.
Mulrooney.
Why am I making Mulrooney?
Brian. Well, they're one and the same to me, too, sometimes. But no, yeah, energy
laugh
wise.
If you can.
Laugh if you can.
Otherwise, put your heads on the desk. Wait for the
That's
next
my favorite.
Comment.
That's my favorite. Put your heads on the desk.
Some are laughing, some are not.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Josh's attention.
Okay.
Good luck.
He's not.
He's probably looking at.
I sent him a text.
Up?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I'm just checking times because I got to put
Do you have a spot in the OR?
I have a spot in the OR. But that's not what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking of other stuff. It's what I do. I think of other stuff. No, but we did an hour. This was exciting.
It's more than I know. We just rambled through that shit.
We did ramble through it. But it's exciting.
It was what they like. Fun.
Do they?
I mean, I don't know.
Totally unfocused, if you ask fucking me.
No, we're all over the place because we're all just running around. But it's Thanksgiving week, and this is, I thought.
So you're going home for the holidays?
To have on.
Right, then a Jew and
Cynthia
Jew.
Levin, who hates fucking Thanksgiving. And
no,
then
Tommy.
I don't hate Thanksgiving. I love it, except for I have nobody to have it with. So there's that.
Yeah, but the girls will have it.
No, I'm going with them.
Go to the Laugh Factory.
Denise's going
to
be at Denise's place, and Perfect. She doesn't even know I'm going to be there.
Go to the Laugh Factory.
Lee goes, no, I told her. But I want to have people over my place for cocktails afterwards.
Yeah.
Because I have
That's very
nice place.
Because you do have a nice place. But here's my thing with the girls, the Comedy Store family. As
I
fucked up
it.
As we are, mm-hmm. and we are the land of misfit toys, mm-hmm. like Steve Simone mm-hmm. would always say. Like mm-hmm. that's just...
Absolutely.
We're all a mess from different mm-hmm. wherever. When it comes to holidays,
Lord
we try
prize.
To like mm-hmm. try to stay together. Yeah. Like, hey, okay, you're fucked
I've,
up. Me too.
I've spent so many holidays with the waitresses.
Me
from,
too.
Me
the,
too.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, you have not, Eleanor.
I when I was a waitress here, uh-huh. I would
back
go
in
home,
the day
only on Christmas because I couldn't afford both.
Dice. Double loads.
Yeah, when I started sleeping with the big Jew,
Mr. Silverstein,
we would have our little. Matzah turkey.
Yeah. Matzah turkey.
Hey, let's watch Private Resort.
Andrew, that's my favorite movie.
Hey, I tell you, let's watch Making the Grade, me
Andrew,
and Chuck Nelson.
That one, too. That's
that doesn't
weird.
Sound like Andrew Dice Clay. It sounds
not
like.
At all.
No, you know who it sounds
Rodney.
Like. Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey, I tell you, Dice.
What was the holiday you came? Was it a Jewish holiday? Where
no,
his
it was,
parents
it was
his
thanks,
aunt
no,
was there.
It was
Thanksgiving.
The White Sale at Macy's.
I had Thanksgiving with you guys.
Yeah,
with Andrew, Eleanor, his aunt.
Aunt
yeah.
Carol, yeah.
Yeah, Aunt Carol. And was the boys there? Yeah, the boys were there.
Of course.
Yeah, the boys were there.
He always had the boys,
yeah.
no matter what.
It was great. We had a
we
great
had a
time,
blast.
Didn't we?
We had a blast. But I would do Thanksgiving with him. Or I would do it here with the girls
yep.
or Lauren or whomever, yep. you know, like yep. my crew.
Yeah.
And now I try to go home.
Yeah.
So this week I will be
no,
working.
No, you don't try to go home. You go home, man.
Well, I'm obsessed
and she
with
stays
my
for, yeah, you are. You are.
I am. And we have fun. And Thanksgiving, I'll get to work with Dom Irrera at Helium.
No, it's
going to
be
so
great. I know.
Be...
Keep
it's
plugging
you.
That shit, Al. Keep plugging.
Me and
I have
Dom
to.
Have
I know. Keep going.
December 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's.
That's
and
right.
Point
Can I
Pleasant,
open? Me
New
and
Jersey.
Jimmy Rogers? Hello.
Absolutely not. Keep it quiet. Jimmy Rogers might be with me at the Trocadero December 27th, where I'll be headlining.
How many faggots are out here?
All of us. And then And then, see, they're coming to get you.
Yeah.
So, and then I will be at Parks Casino December 19th and December 20th at the Fabio's in Media. How about, do you guys have dates to plug?
I have no idea.
Cynthia Levin, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'll be here at the Comedy Store, hopefully, unless they kick me out. Yeah.
We'll keep you for a minute. Great, Earl Skakel, thank you for filling in. You have to run upstairs and do your set.
I love both of you girls. Inappropriate Earl, SoundCloud and iTunes, Eleanor Kerrigan, Cynthia Levin is the best. I love these broads.
Hey, Josh, you have anything to plug?
I'm going to be in Toronto the 27th to the 1st, and then I'm dropping a sprint car in Fremont, Ohio for New Year's Eve.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
I'm doing
talk about that.
Two shows, like ones, I think, I'm not sure the times, but it's in Fremont, Ohio, it's VFW. I think it might be like a 7 and a 9 or an 8 and a 10. I'm not exactly sure the times, but it's going to be two shows. It's going to be me and my boy Travis Carl, the hero and the champ.
There you go.
Yeah, and then what else? Civilianization, it's a military podcast. It's for veterans, for vets. And today, well, whenever it gets put out, I got when this is Thursday, so this will be the same time concurrent. I have a veteran service officer, and we just sat down and shot the shit over benefits and some of the stuff that, you know, people got, you know, what will you qualify for and what you might not. You know, people don't know. It's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
It's like drinking from a fire hydrant when you're trying to figure out what benefits you have. You know what I'm saying? So
that's a great analogy.
But
I've drank from a fire hydrant quite a few times in Philadelphia. So
you get it. You got to do something on them summer
nights.
That's
right. Yeah. Well, you got to get water somehow.
Hell yeah. And I know you like to get wet, Eleanor.
Oh, hell yeah. Hi-yo. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great, happy, healthy Thanksgiving.